This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. The Missouri History Museum's Mill Creek Black Metropolis exhibit explores the rich history of a St. Louis neighborhood that got its start at the turn of the 20th century. The exhibit highlights how it was a center of social activism, the home of many black professionals, and the birthplace of ragtime, all of this during a time of stark racial segregation. The neighborhood was destroyed in 1959 in the name of urban renewal, and that resonates deeply with Laya LaFleur Ichuan. She's the new director of the Missouri Historical Society's African American History Initiative. She recently talked with STLPR race identity and culture reporter Andrea Henderson about the importance of the initiative and of Black history as foundational to St. Louis's history. They started their conversation inside the Mill Creek Black Metropolis exhibit.
I am the new director of the African American History Initiative. Very, very, very excited. New to this position, not new to the museum. Throughout my career as a New York Times bestselling author, as a producer, as a writer, and being a Native daughter, I've done a lot over the years, some significant stuff here with my mother, who was the late St. Louis Poet Laureate Emeritus Shirley Bradley Price LaFleur, and my father, Floyd LaFleur, who was a co-founder of BAG, Black Artist Group, in the 60s. But also myself, one of my books that was the first time I made the New York Times bestseller list with Eddie LaVert of the OJs and his son, the late Gerald LaVert, who was a very dear friend of mine. We must have packed out this grand hall with a book signing and talk with myself and Eddie LaVert after Gerald LaVert passed. So this place was like, it's kind of like a part of my my makeup, my energies, my spirit when I drive past on Lindell, like over the years growing up. And the History Museum has been like this sort of beacon, right? It's just such a beautiful building that sits. And as much as I love the Art Museum and the zoo and all the botanical gardens, there's something very special about the History Museum. And it really sits at the intersection of civic pride, community pride, engagement, all those things. So I'm excited to be here, and I'm really, really, really excited to be coming at a time that kicks off Black History Month, that also is in the midst still until July, Mill Creek Black Metropolis.
Take us through some of the most exciting points or exhibits here, or something that speaks directly to you.
Well, I will just say, as soon as you walk in and you look at this wall that says New York City has Harlem, St. Louis has Mill Creek, that just resonates deeply with me because it was bustling businesses, it was nightlife, families, communities.
Do you have any family that lived in Mill Creek?
I do.
Did you?
Now, I don't know, because Mill Creek and the Ville kind of overlap, and that will be our next exhibit coming in 2028, and I'll really be able to talk to you then about the Ville because my parents are Sumner alums. But I will tell you, when I think about what directly, we're going to get to where I am. We can move fast so we can get over there. Yes, my mother talks about Mill Creek, but more the Ville for her. But, you know, my mother grew up in Carr Square Village. And so that's that downtown footprint. Oh, my God, this is just so amazing. So I grew up in the AME church, right? So that footprint, St. Peter's AME. But you got St. John, St. James. I mean, you know, we, Richard White Wright starting the AME church. But when I look at all these Memorial Baptist Church, my grandmother, oh my God, I hadn't even seen this. I'm in shock right now. My grandmother attended and was a member of St. Elizabeth Catholic Church, my paternal grandmother, my father's mother. But then I think about, oh my gosh, we have to keep walking because this is just,
this is just St. Paul is a part of the AME collective, right? Well, now this hits home hard. Okay, Reverend Paul Smith baptized me at Berea Presbyterian Church. But when I see Berea, it's just like right there on Olive, right there on Compton, right? Like right near Compton. So
like a second home.
A second home. Oh my God, my sisters, our whole life was Berea. Okay, now where are we right now? This quote stands out. I'm in favor of better housing, but not in favor of moving slums to other parts of the city. Yeah, so this is the part where your heart gets heavy. And then we make our way to impact and legacy. And I will say that there was a movement of redevelopment, right, at the beginning of the 60s. Now, this is the part where it becomes personal, deeply, deeply personal for me. So when I look at this in Mill Creek being levied and families being sort of displaced and dozens of churches going away in this sort of barren wasteland that they talk about. Well, then here my family comes along. And so Laclede Town came about this in the 60s, top of the 60s. Largest new development, i.e. Millstones Corporation, Laclede Town. And so there were kind of like different parts. There was Grand Forest, which was kind of like a cross. And I just remember I used to have to cross. The street doesn't exist anymore, but I would have to cross over. Compton, I can't remember what the name of the street was. I feel like it was Laclede, but I had to cross that over past Grand Forest, and I would go to my elementary school wearing elementary, right? Which now, Chaffetz Arena, that sits on top of where Waring was. We used to take our school pictures at the old Vachon at the gym over there, right? So, Laclede Town, it was, oh my God, I mean, it personified just what this quote said, what the 60s had been about. So, my parents, our family, we were one of the first families in there. It was a multicultural collective. It was beautiful. It was the experiment of a lifetime. And it was not the slums. It was brilliant and beautiful and artistic and vibrant. So you have all of this greatness that was there, and it produced greatness. So I'm proud to say that Laclede Town laid my foundation. So this is probably the biggest piece for me.
That's Laya LaFleur Ichuan, the new director of the Missouri Historical Society's African American History Initiative. She was talking with STLPR reporter Andrea Henderson inside the museum's Mill Creek Black Metropolis exhibit. They continued their conversation in a quieter part of the museum.
You really laid out a lot of St. Louis's rich history for us already. What is so unique about St. Louis's African American history that makes you excited to share it not only locally but to national audiences as well?
I think it's buried, right? And there has been some time that's passed since the Civil Rights exhibit, right? So Mill Creek is coming at a really, really important, this is a pivotal time for us, right? The fact that the History Museum is remaining committed, that takes guts. So this is a critical time. It is a polarizing time. It is a dangerous time in America. And if we do not step up for democracy, if we do not step up and put our foot down, this thing is gonna go in the wrong, it's going down a path, right? But I still think because of the resilience, specifically in America, of Black people, through slavery. And I don't take that lightly, because I know my great-great-grandmother was a slave. I know right here in Missouri, 1700s. So it is a time where we have to use history. You cannot change what has happened. You can try to delete it in a computer system, but the beauty is we got receipts here. We got records. We have to be relentless, and we cannot get defeated, and we have to fight to make sure that our history is told, not sold.
Right. And speaking of that identity of the city, when you think of St. Louis's identity, what role does St. Louis's Black history play in shaping that identity?
Oh, it informs so much of it. There is no St. Louis history without acknowledging and paying homage and acknowledging, paying homage to, and recognizing, right, the contributions of I mean, that's the whole, Mill Creek is just one example, right? You see the accomplishments. I mean, we could go down the list of historic names, but, you know, people's, what I will also say is, I'm putting a message out that people's descendants have to stand up and have to, you know, we can't do it all by ourselves. This is not an individual thing, because what is happening right now, we know the systemic injustices. We know those things. Like, let's just use good common sense. We have to not let people forget who we are, right? It's time for us to take real ownership, right? And acknowledge where we need to do better, right? Because how can we expect someone else to tell our stories or tell it away, and then we get mad if they tell it the wrong way, or if they don't, or they want to erase it, right? You can't get mad. You better start telling your stories and tell your children and your grandchildren and learn your history. So that's what the History Museum is for.
It sounds like a part of the plan for you and the initiative is to really get the community involved, the Black community involved with preserving its Black history, their Black history. What other plans do you have on ways to expand those Black stories?
It is important that we expand and build the endowment fund. I know this is a scary time. You have people pulling out of all sorts, but you know what? Private dollars and private donors fuel so much. And Missouri is one of the biggest, like, philanthropic states, and there's a lot of wealth here. Let's just, and Black folks might not have a biggest stake in that economic picture, but many of us do, right? You don't have to just be Black to support the African American History Initiative. This is about this is a community effort, right? This is about everyone standing up, stepping up, and also recognizing, oh my gosh, St. Louis is St. Louis because of Black history. That is, we're not out on a separate island with the African American History Museum, and that's what I want to convey. I want to convey that building that endowment, getting critical support from institutions that are not afraid, right, to align, and even if right now is a prickly time, the History Museum, donating unrestricted funds to the History Museum, and knowing that with that will impact the growth of the African American History Initiative. So that's a big part of it. Also, getting the community involved. I truly believe, and it is not that if you're not from St. Louis, you can't get this St. Louis thing, but I know my folks here. I know the Black community. So I want Black people to understand our power and that it is important for us to own who we are. So what better place in a legitimate space, a space that I'm telling you is going to care, preserve, log materials properly, all those things, so that our stories can live on for generations and generations to come.
You spoke about why preserving history is so important for folks as a whole, but what do you think needs to be said or done to help Black people understand that what they're holding on to is history and that it should be preserved?
It's messaging. What we can do is we can start thinking about, it does not mean that you are about to die. We can plan our estates, right? Archives come with that. Start now. Don't wait until Big Mama or Mama or Granny passes away. Don't wait until the person in your family, because there's always somebody in these families that has been the keeper of history. Don't wait until something happens and half or all of their things just gets tossed out because it's overwhelming and you just don't want to deal with it. Or you make a determination. You're not a historian. Yeah, come on down here. I'm going to introduce you to Gwen Moore. That's a historian, right? Come on down here and just try it. Yeah.
Lastly, I want to ask you, what do you think institutions such as the Missouri Historical Society and the Missouri History Museum should do to connect younger generations to their Black history, especially here in St. Louis?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's programmatic because we are living in such an age where everything is digital. So I think we're going to be doing a lot more in the digital space. I mean, for me as a content creator, that's another area that I hope and I believe and I'm going to be working to be more involved in the digital experience. You know, we know we live in a time where flash and dash is what these kids tune into. So all I want to do is grab your attention. If I get your attention and get you up in here and get you talking, this will change your life. I guarantee you history will change your life.
So I enjoyed our conversation about Black history. I could talk about it all day.
I know you.
Is there anything that I didn't ask that you want to make sure that you put on the record?
Right now we're in a space of setbacks, and we have to not allow that to defeat us, right? We are in a state of emergency. We are in the fight of our lives to make sure that we stop any efforts, because nowadays you can hit the delete button and something's just gone, right? So if we don't have places like the Missouri History Museum and are not activating this mission for the Historical Society, we failed. And I ain't really a failure and I ain't a quitter. So I intend to do my part to communicate across all departments because I think that that's necessary. Black history is not on an island, right? And the beauty is I think that from the jump, it was, everybody's been receptive. Just like you gotta work across the aisles, I have to work with each one of these divisions and departments to ensure that that even when you're in it and you're working in it, sometimes you still are a person, you still have your narrow views, you still have, and I'm not gonna fault you for that, but I'm gonna show you something. I'm gonna live up to our campaign. I am St. Louis, allow me to introduce you to a St. Louis that you have never ever met before. Allow me to introduce you to Black history that you have never ever really read about, seen, heard, have no connection to, because maybe you didn't grow up around any Black folks. Let me help you out. And that's what this has to be about. This is about a real commitment to community and communicating. And that's what I'm here to do. And I'm not a figurehead and I'm not a mouthpiece. I am actively in the trenches. My sleeves are rolled up. I'm ready to help push out some incredible, incredible things for the years to come.
Today's segment was produced and recorded by Andrea Henderson.
Podcast design by Aaron Dorr.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.